Okay, so we're sick with spider mites. They're not doing well. What are we going
to do? Well, some people are. We want everybody to be successful. Probably the best thing to do is not even talk about this thing. You know, let everybody blame themselves. But we've got enough to blame ourselves for.
Are you taking the blame for this?
Not really. I'm not taking the blame for it. I'm just saying I'm going to cure it next year.
Oh, okay.
We're going to cure it next year. Now, you know, the old saying also is misery loves company. And so now, if you want to see that what's happening to you is not specifically your problem, check my television program tomorrow on Channel 5 at noon and 6, and you'll see the difference. Mm-hmm. You'll see the difference between one planted in full bloom and one not planted full bloom. Yep. They don't look like the same plants.
Mm.
Okay, so what can you do? You can cut them back. What I would recommend, if you've got small ones that are kind of infected with spider mites, I would go in and just clip the blooms off with a hedge clipper, and I'll show this on TV tomorrow. If they're covered with spider mites, I would wash them off with a strong stream of water hose. You know, just wash them off real good. If you want to do it organically, you can spray them down with some of the safer soap, mm-hmm. which is an organic product. Or if you want to do it with a insecticide, you can use Disystion, D-I-S-Y-S-T-O-N, and sprinkle it around the plant and water it in. That's a systemic insecticide that may do you some good. Cut it back. Also, I would recommend that you sprinkle some side dress it, as we were talking about on Monday's show. Side dress it with ammonium sulfate, which is 2100. Use about 1 pound in 100 square feet. Sprinkle it around and wash it, water it in. Now, what this will do, will throw them back into a vegetative state. Mm-hmm. We'll give them a little, give them a little relief from the spider mite pressure, and maybe give you a decent bloom compared to what we had last year by the first frost on November 30th.
They won't stand much of a frost, will they?
No, they won't stand hardly. Well, they'll stand a light frost, but not a heavy one.
Yeah.
Not like the one we're going to have on November 30th.
I'm writing that down.
I know you are. I'm making sure you remember that. I probably shouldn't even be mentioning this thing because a lot of people are satisfied already with what they had. In other words, they took a couple of blooms home and planted it out just like tomatoes or just like onions. You know, we say, how was your onion crop? Oh, I had a great onion crop. Come on, take pictures. You go out there, got on your side of golf ball. Now, if you got on your side of grapefruit, I don't even want to talk to you. You know, I mean, quit it. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know, these people may be satisfied with what they got.
Yeah, I like mine even a little hell beat.
I know that. But what I'm saying is they didn't live up to my expectations. And that was my fault for allowing these to be sold in full bloom and also to be sold out early. But that will not occur next year, I'll guarantee you.
Good
that.
Enough.
So next year, the marimum will be back again, and next year it will do better. But don't expect to go to the nursery and buy it in full bloom.
Okay.
Kind of like with all our experiments. You know, you heard about the guy who crossed a sponge with a potato.
What'd he get?
It tasted terrible, but it helped a lot of gravy. So, you know, that's the problem with some of these experiments. We got to work it out so it'll taste good.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Our time's gone, but we appreciate Dr. Jeff Parsons coming by, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, and a pretty good mom man as well. He'll be back again on Monday.